All right, what's going on, guys? It's Tuesday. It's April 20th, 2021, and you're on the street with Ali Reza. Welcome to the show. Thank you for listening. Thanks for supporting the sponsor. Every year on this day, two types of people. The type are like, hey, man, it's fucking legal. We're partying tonight. It's the night. Tonight, it's legal, man. Still getting that. Since 1991, we're getting that. And then the second is the hipster that has to remind you it's Hitler's birthday. Possible anti-Semite as well. I'm not one to fucking throw accusations here and there. But it must be said. It just must be said. The guy might be a racist. I'm just saying. Every fucking year, you got to remind me. You got the guy's name on your couch. What the fuck is going on? I don't even know I know like three people's birthday. Three max. And I have to think about it. It takes me a minute. Every year reminds me, he's an anti-Semite. 100%. But, you know, it's what it is. He's not hurting nobody yet. Every year. Now, do we need a fucking day? Do we need a goddamn day? Just do, smoke whenever you want. Smoke every day. Just stay the fuck out of my lane. Just hurry it up in the aisles. I don't care. I was lucky, man. My introduction to weed or cannabis, as these fucking nerds say. I hate when they say, do you consume cannabis? You sound like a cop. I don't consume cannabis. Not with you. It's weed, man. But my introduction to weed, I was lucky. I wasn't one to smoke when I was like fucking 12. You know, I don't know anybody. I'm sure maybe you do, but nobody I knew in the 2,000 people I knew in my fucking building alone, 12 fucking floors, 2,000 people stuffed into a fucking 12 floor apartment. Nobody I knew was a smoker at age 12 and ended up being a fucking dentist or a CPA or some sort of outstanding member of the community. OnlyFans IT support, some kind of a job that is viable and will still be here in 6 months. I don't know anyone that smoked at age 12 and just lived. You know, that's a little too early. Even though it's harmless, a little, you don't want to be doing any shit when you're fucking 12. You should be doing like 2-3 things. You should be just learning about skirt, yanking it, and maybe doing your homework. Maybe. I highly recommend you do or you end up like this. You end up like this. You know? Coming in here and talking, my introduction to weed, man. That's what's going to end up with you. I was lucky. I was like 24 and the stakes were fucking high. Going down to California 3 weeks in the summer. Going down for 3 weeks. Who am I rolling with? Outstanding members of the fucking community. We got one. He's a fucking engineer. He's already won. We got another guy. He's a goddamn black belt in Kyokushin. Another man's a fucking businessman. He's got some kind of business making alternative medicine for people that are sick. He's trying to help people. You know where the fuck I worked? I worked at Pizza Hut at the time. Running around delivering pizzas to fucking animals. Bunch of fucking animals. You know, last time I ordered, there wasn't enough cheese in the crust. You are going to die soon. Or become Premier of Ontario. One of the two. Your foot has that purple look on it. It looks purple. Your foot looks like Akon's foot, but you are a white male. And you're telling me there was not enough cheese. That was my life. That was my fucking life. These people are outstanding members of the community. I don't even know what the fuck. What the fuck is even six figures? Whatever it is, they were probably making it. Is it when there's six zeros? Probably in that fucking bracket. And then they're hanging out with a guy that I came with like a fucking sack of tips. Came with a goddamn sack of tips for the trip. I came with a lot of cash. These people got like plastic, fucking clear, metallic, shiny ass fucking NASA looking credit cards. They're getting points on it. I'm coming with like dirty ass cash. got like six diseases on it. Oh, God, dripping. A little bit of pink. Not that traditional pink. It's like a pink that you knew it came from the body. Didn't look like it was man-made. It came from inside. That kind of fucking pink. On that money. And I'm rolling with these people. And on top of it, they're avid smokers. They got 8 years on me. They're the big kids from the fucking neighborhood. Baseball diamond, soccer field, basketball court, wherever you fucking played if you were raised right. They got 8 years on me. They're telling me we're smoking. I'm like, I'm down. Let's do it. I mean, they were nervous. I would be nervous too if I went out with some fucking punk kid. If I was a goddamn black belt in Kyokushin, and there was some kid 8 years younger than me and saying he's trying to roll, I would be skeptical too. I would be skeptical. And I have an exit strategy in case this kid's a fucking kid of a congressman or something. But I wasn't. Like I said, I worked at fucking Pizza Hut. The amount of fucking animals that order from fucking Pizza Hut. The amount, oh, unbelievable. If you live in Canada and you order from Pizza, good. I respect you because I've done it. Only animals order from that fucking establishment. The biggest animals. What the fuck? It's like 2, 3 a.m. Who's going to order? Even bigger animals than the Pizza Hut people are the fucking pizza people. Pizza, even bigger animals. Because they're animals that are fucking up later. The animals I'm talking about go to bed around 2:30. You know, they keep it semi-respectable. I'm talking about the 5 a.m., 6 a.m. animals. You know, but those, they're probably not even drinking. They're probably up playing video games and shit. They're probably sober. Or they're on fentanyl or some shit. There's no medium with those people. But I'm rolling with them. They're fucking nervous. I would have been too. But it seemed to work out. It was love at first sight. You know, it's like one of those arranged marriages that ends up working out. You know, I don't know any divorced Yemenis. You know what I mean? They seem to be very happy. At least at the mall. You know, they're just trying to shop at the mall. They look happy there. They're holding hands. The kid's playing around. You know? But speaking of Yemenis, just be nice to people, guys. Be nice to people, you know? The guy that does your oil changes is, you know, maybe your doctor, you got a chiropractor, something. If he seems a little aggravated, if he's living on the edge, just a little bit. He's hungry, man. It's Ramadan right now. A lot of people are fasting. Someone's on the edge, give him a pass. If they look it, you got to racially profile whoever's being aggravated at you, okay? I am advocating for racial profiling. If someone that looks like they would be fasting during this time is acting erratically, you should write it down, write it off. Write it off as just a case of hangry. Just a case of hangry. Let it go. Sometimes you got to let things go. That guy, 2 days later, he'll come down. He'll be like, listen, man, I hadn't fucking eaten. I haven't fucking eaten. Why the fuck does Mahmoud fucking sound like that? I don't know. He hadn't eaten. He just hasn't eaten. Take it easy. Understand. Remember, oh God, I can't go more than 2 hours without eating. I can't fucking do it. I start, like I change race. I turn into whatever race Pete Davidson is. 2-3 hours after breakfast, I'm looking like Pete fucking Davidson. At that fucking dead crow eyes, you know, but kind of a badger with athlete's foot. You know, got that look. Ugh. Not good. Not good. That's me at like 11:30. If I don't eat by noon, I don't know what's gonna happen. I don't know what's gonna happen. I don't know what I'm gonna say. Got that Tourette's might come out, something might happen. Someone got the AC up too loud. That might set me off. I don't know. I gotta eat. That's all it is. I gotta fucking eat. What a fucking animals from fucking Pizza Hut, man. Oh, God. I remember one guy. This is insane. This is anytime anything good happens to me, anytime I get lucky and I get fortunate enough to purchase something I want, those few wins, you know what I'm talking about? Anytime that happens, I think of this guy. I delivered a fucking pizza to him. I don't know if it was stuffed crust or not. These fat fucks. Jesus Christ. Stuffed crust pizza. I don't know if I delivered it. It was a stuffed crust I delivered to him. But the guy, he first, I don't know, was it late? He flips out and he literally, he straight up, he threw a loony at me. To this day, I think of that guy. Anytime I get a win, anytime I get, I buy something like that, this fucking dollar that I use to buy this shiny thing that I probably maybe don't need, that dollar came from that. That's why, it bothers me. It still bothers me to that day. Like, that, this dollar, why do you think of that, you know? Why would anybody think of that? It was like fucking 15 years ago. You got to be a psycho to have 15-year-old thoughts running through your mind. Still swirling around in there, saved in the hard drive for 15 fucking years. Was it 15? I wasn't 15. It's more like 8. Jesus. Feels longer. Feels longer. Oh, man. I love America, but God. Everything reminds me of America and the mess. Pizza fucking Hut. You know, that fucking country. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that fucking country. That lovely country needs to be run like a fucking football team. I keep reading this book. I keep reading the John Madden book. It's not an autobiography. It's a pro football Hall of Fame biography. It's a short scope of his life. You know, a football life. And every time I keep reading about it and him and how he runs things, everything should be run like a football team. America needs a fucking football coach. Can you imagine? You show up to camp fat. They just tell you. No beating around the bush. They're like, listen, you're 12 pounds overweight. And they're fair. Some of these linemen are 350, 380. I don't know what's going on. The numbers I haven't seen. And they tell them, you got to lose 12 pounds. Nobody says anything. There's no fucking congressional tribunal on abuse. There's no trending topic. The guy just goes in the gym, starts losing the weight. He just has to take it. Does he cry on the inside just a little bit? Because they are criticizing his body. And this is his dream. His dream is to play football. And now they're straight up saying, we can't let you play. You're too fat. You got to lose some weight. But who feels worse? Who feels worse? The football player told to lose weight or some broad? You could do that. What about the kid that's not tall enough for the fucking roller coaster? Isn't that worse? You can't fucking grow. Lord knows you could ask me. You don't fucking grow. You don't grow at height. You lose the weight. They got to run it like a fucking football team. God. The NFL might be the last fucking good league. I fucking said it 2,000 times about the NBA, so I'm not going to repeat myself. You know how I feel about that league. You know how I fucking feel about that league. But look who's fucking going that direction. There's controversy in the football world. Fucking hell. They're going to ruin the game. It all started with Qatar. How the fuck is Qatar? I'm from the Middle East. I don't want to go back. I don't want to fucking go back. I'm not going to no Qatar World Cup. 20% of that country probably has my name. Or something adjacent to it. You know? I'm not going back. It all started with Qatar. They somehow, you know, apparently they got all the votes. Fucking Al Gore motherfuckers. They somehow secured to host the World Cup in 2022. It all started with that. Then the beautiful game, as they like to call it. But sometimes it's not beautiful. It's beautiful for 90 minutes. Other than that, it's really dirty. They secure it. And now look what's going on. The English are blaming, you know, the big clubs. But here's what's going down. They're going to fucking, they don't want to share the fucking TV money. Here's my monkey analysis of it. They don't want to share the TV money. They want to get it all the big clubs together, kind of like what the players are doing in the NBA. Let's all fucking pile on to one team. And they're going to stop sharing the revenue, and basically smaller clubs are going to get screwed. They're not going to get to play the big teams to make the TV revenue. No, less people are going to watch. Fans are pissed. This is the only time I've seen everybody angry. But at the same time, there's no fucking winners. These UEFA fucking animals. These animals at UEFA and FIFA. Oh, you thought bankers were corrupt. You thought bankers were corrupt. Look, apparently it's a non-profit. How many non-profits are criminals? Every fucking non-profit makes a lot of money, and somehow every non-profit's, even their fucking receptionists are driving German cars. Who the fuck cares? Honestly, I'm fucking 32 years old. Every goddamn day, whatever. I give less about fucking sport. As much as I watch sports, I used to care about it more when I was younger. No, I don't give a fuck. I used to actually get upset when a player left. Player I liked left the team I liked. I used to actually get upset. No, it's like they want to fucking, what are they trying to do? They're trying to make, they're talking about changing it from 90 minutes. I don't know what kind of monkey shit they're trying to think of. That's what happens when you give the head of the fucking presidency to a goddamn Swiss. They can't make decisions. They stayed fucking neutral during the war. Meanwhile, they were stealing money from Jews. What are we even talking about? And then they sold the clubs to oil tycoons, and then they wonder why old tycoons acting like oil tycoons. You got sheikhs and shit that run a whole fucking region. They got like 19 wives. They're slapping women around. It's what it is. And you're wondering, they're not respecting the integrity of the game. They can't even respect the integrity of their faces. What are we even talking about? They're smacking everybody around. Oh, Jesus Christ. It bothers me when people act surprised. Like, you knew what you were doing. You sold the club. You sold the league out to oligarchs and oil tycoons and three war criminals. What are you talking about? It's like, oh, we sold the club to Saddam Hussein, and he just started killing everybody. He started smacking Kurds around. We don't know what happened. Christ. And then that's what the British do. They just try to deflect it, blaming. Who are they blaming? They blame the Spanish, the Italians. A couple blame the Germans. And I feel like that's a better tactic. I don't know why they go after Spanish and Italians. No one remembers Mussolini's birthday. You know what I mean? When's fucking Mussolini's birthday? Yeah, it's not on another holiday like 420, but people remember that one. People remember Hitler's, you know? Look it up. How many docs does Hitler have on Netflix? How many does Mussolini have? Let's check their credits. Check their fucking credits. If Hitler came on Patreon or Mussolini came on Patreon, who would have the most whatevers? The most money? Oh, you know, that's the number one. He's up there. He's untouched. So I don't understand why they don't go after the Germans more, the British. Is it an Anglo-Saxon thing? Is that what they do? They Anglo-Saxon up everything. They're like, all right, they're kind of one of us. Most of our inventions, it's to destroy shit. You know, all these other people, their inventions are mostly cheese-related. You know, they didn't invent that. Who invented that cheese? And that must have been like that must have been one of those people. Their name's like Brett, but they go hard on being like fucking 1/19th Italian. One of those guys. He probably did that cheese in the crust pizza thing. These animals used to order. You don't understand. That trip humbled me. Like a Pizza Hut fucking employee. Greasy ass fuck. Like 24. Still working at goddamn Pizza Hut. You know? Oh, God. The fucking animals I would run into. There was some times I thought I was either only a door separated me from an orgy or a Scientology meeting. One of the two. weird noises coming from outside the door. The guy coming to pay me, he's sweating. He's got a little dust on his nose. You know, couple of scars on his arms. And he's trying to pay with both methods. He has a card and cash. I thought he was trying to split it. No, this guy was straight up trying to pay twice. He was so fucked up. He was like, I need to pay you twice because I'm going to forget one of the times. What? Oh, God. The amount of animals I worked with at these places. Oh, my God. I mean, the pizza, when no crimes went down, but the ones that crimes went down will go unnamed. Worked at the back of this fucking restaurant once. I'm working in the kitchen. It's fucking hot. I'm between three fucking ovens. I'm sweating. Like a Yemeni. Sweating. It's fucking quiet. It's just past lunch, between lunch and dinner service. It's fucking quiet. All of a sudden, I hear someone kick in the door. Next thing you know, I'm fucking slow. I turn around. Like, what the fuck's going on? This guy's already beating the fuck out of someone else in the kitchen. He's already... Ed, you got to give him credit. He got in real quick from the back door. It was really impressive. And it was at least a 15 to 20 yard dash to the other guy, to the guy he was beating. And he was just beating him before I could even turn around. I mean, if this guy didn't know Kyokushin, I don't know who did. He's beating the fuck out of him. Apparently, the guy was fucking his wife. Some waitress that worked there. She's fucking the guy in the back of the kitchen. And then her husband came over and beat his ass. And, you know, finished him off with that big dish for pizzas. Finished him up. Bam. Smack. This was not at Pizza Hut. The good people at Pizza Hut, they were fucking animals, but there were no crimes went down. No one was assaulted with a dish pizza. No one was beaten with stale fucking stuffed crust pizza. Oh, these fat fucks. Jesus Christ. These nerds and fat kids have taken over. They're the fucking majority. We got to just sit back and take it. Take the fucking abuse. Take the fucking abuse. We just got to take it. They're winning. It's sad to admit. I don't know how they did it. They fucking outfoxed us. They outfoxed us. Oh, man. That guy fucking 100% no Kyokushin. He broke that door in pretty good. All right, that's a good time to talk about my one and only sponsor. The good people. The good people of onekyokushin.com. Those people are fucking gentlemen. Go to onekyokushin.com, okay? Number one, KYOKUSHIN. That's right. .com. Go to onekyokushin.com. He's got, you know what he's got now? He's got a fucking hoodie. I think he's going to bring a bag soon to throw all your stuff. I don't know anything about it. Am I going to watch the fight this weekend? Yeah. Put something on. Have a drink or two. Watch the fight. Do I understand it? Am I going to sit there with fucking pork grease on the side of my face and say, oh, you should have kicked him with his right? I don't know anything. I have no idea. By the time that the ref calls the game, I had no idea. If you told me call the game, unless it's blatantly obvious, unless the guy is knocked out, sleeping, and the other guy is standing, still not sweaty, maybe he's put his suit back on, that's the moment I'll realize who won. Other than that, I got to wait for the fucking ref. I can't take the score. I don't know anything. I'm not watching the game. I digress. Go to onekyokushin.com. KYOKUSHIN. Put the number one right in front of that. OneKyokushin.com. He's got a hoodie. He's got two t-shirts. One for men, one for women. The hoodie is unisex, I believe. Go buy the shirt. Wear the shirt. Buy the hoodie. Put the hood on. Walk around the neighborhood. Wait for fucking that fat fuck Doug Ford to come arrest you. What have I been saying? They're even taking over the fucking parliaments and politicians. Watch, after Justin Trudeau, he's going to do an opposite. He came in looking pretty, but real dumb, real pretty, real dumb. We're going to have an opposite one. We're going to get a guy fucking fatter than Doug Ford as prime minister. You fucking watch. They're going to start. They're looking at that guy, Timmy O'Toole. I don't know what where he's from. Conservative guy. He doesn't know anything. Too skinny. It's not working. They're going to fucking find somebody. Oh my God. They're going to have to find somebody that can't enter a room straight. They got to enter fucking sideways. That's the level of prime minister we're going to get. The sideways entrance. No neck. 100% no neck. We're going no neck for 4 years. Next election, no neck prime minister. That's what's going to go down. I just hope at least he'll be funny. You know, when America goes down, at least it's fucking hilarious. Can we at least have a good time if we're going to burn this fucking thing down? You know, they're talking about arresting people, pulling people over. Hey, not arresting. They're not going to arrest. Who the fuck? They don't even have space. What are you going to do? Oh, you're in the wrong neighborhood. Let's go. Come on. Grow up. Are you fucking serious? What a goddamn embarrassment for the... How are you guys fucking this up? There's 33 million people. That's like Baltimore and Chicago. How are we fucking this up? That's like a third... That's like, what, 60% of California? They're like... It fucking embarrassing. That's all I know. It's a rather... I get it. Coast to coast. It's a lot of land. Big deal. There's 33 million people. Everybody lives by the border. You can't keep people on a strip, like the Vegas strip. Can't keep people on the strip in line. Can't fucking keep a virus out. Guess fuck, they got to lose their jobs. That's all it is. Don Cherry lost his job. He said some dumb shit. Sure, he said some dumb shit, but he didn't kill anybody. You know, they always fucking do that. They always do that. They find a scapegoat. It's not good what he said. Not good what he said, but the fucking punishment never matches the crime. Bush fucking killed 1 million Iraqis. And he's going on Kimmel, talk about his fucking painting. But they will always, it's usually in the sports. And that goes right back to my theory that these fucking nerds have taken over. These goddamn nerds have taken over because they keep going after the sports. Why don't you go after the war criminals? It's always an athlete that made a mistake. Great mistake, but not war criminal mistake. Not destabilized a whole region mistake. How the fuck can Bush go on Jimmy Kimmel and start showing him his fucking shitty ass paintings that he's doing in a multi-million dollar piece of property in Texas, still living large, and the other fucking guy, he's on a 16th heart. He's probably getting blood transfusion from some kids, some Guatemalan virgins or something. To get that good juice into his system. Replacing all his organs with some Elon Musk shit. They're fucking free, but you still try to keep Michael Vick away from commercials. Endorsements, shit like that. They signed to Philly, you guys fucking snapped. It's the nerds, they're coming after the jocks. And then they're gonna fucking take over. You think Doug Ford is bad, you think Justin Trudeau is bad. Oh, wait till you meet. Wait till you meet these fucking Pizza Hut eating stuffed crust motherfuckers. You guys have not met them yet. You didn't work in the trenches. You didn't work. If you worked at fucking Pizza Hut delivering stuffed crust, fucking 2 liters of Coke for one person, you would know what the state of the country is, and you would know those people. Who do you think went to political science fucking degree? It's these Pizza Hut eating animals. Oh, you have no idea what's coming. It's going to be a sideways entrance. Good night.